State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Us doing stuff like this and y'all doing stuff because of it. It's a great thing.
That we can smoke the 85 South Show. What's up, folks? We down here in Jacksonville. We keep it real. What niggas got a pocket full of money that for real? All the women fine and they got big titties. Everywhere I look in the crowd, big titties. Oh, so you know we got titties in the building.
Hey, my boy, he got a white bitch. With a tongue ring, she's a white bitch. With a tongue ring, yeah, she got a white bitch. With a tongue ring, he got a white bitch.
Oh, it's a, oh, it's a.
I said, hey,
Jacksonville, what's up, Jacksonville? What y'all got going on?
Yo,
what's up? Jacksonville, man, the show started late. Yo. They were standing outside and they started their hate. They like shit. The shit was supposed to start at 9:30. It's 10:30. What the fuck, dawg?
Hey. The show on Black People Time.
Hey.
You show that when you standing in line.
Hey.
I said the show on Black People Time.
Hey.
You knew that while you were standing in line.
Fuck that, where your blunt roll at while we standing in line. Look at a nigga bitch like, damn, she fine. Come on.
Hey. Hey, I'm like, damn, damn, she fine.
Nigga can't even look like shit.
Damn,
low. Yeah, Jacksonville on call. Them niggas wanted to see our outfits from Regency Mall. I said, what's up? Y'all niggas went shopping again. Shout out to the niggas with the fifth from City Trends.
Okay. Oh, City Trends. Look what you did. Look, Chico, look good, that girl with that blonde wig.
Oh,
I see you, bitch.
Hey.
Try to walk in here.
Hey, DC, blonde wig, We got one. Look in the back, there go another one.
Oh, there go another one. Oh, there go another one. Damn.
There go another one. Damn.
Oh, her black.
Three blonde wigs. Hey. Three blonde wigs. We blonde wigs. We blonde wigs. Three blonde wigs.
Wholesale.
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 Hey, hey.
Oh, shit. That's my give it to me. Call too much. Oh, I'ma cuss my July.
Shit. How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all alright? Everybody good?
Nah, we need more energy than that. This is the 85 South Show. Wake the fuck up, Jacksonville, for you talking about.
No, this ain't Jacksonville. This Jacksonville.
Duval. Duval. Duval.
Where niggas get shot. Where niggas get shot.
Niggas get shot.
When niggas get shot.
Hey, niggas get shot.
Shit, boy, niggas get shot.
Niggas get shot, boy.
That's everywhere.
Playing. He got the white girl laying here with the big bird pants. I see
hey,
they yelling.
Hold up. Why? Look at your crown. That shit say bride. Bitch, you must just got married.
We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. Hey, we don't give a fuck.
He's stupid.
Still
get that
around
shit
with
out,
a Beyonce bride, like, look.
Oh shit, you stupid. I'm about to get on here
and say I've been married.
You stupid.
She bought that ponytail, and I can tell.
Sound good, motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, shit. That shit do sound. That shit going hard a little
think
bit.
You sound like Gerald LaVert. Go ahead.
Hey, Jacksonville.
Talk your shit.
Fur coats. You're not in Detroit. You in Jacksonville. It's not that cold for real.
Hey, you got a whole fur coat on.
Nigga, I got on one too. Hey, my nigga, it cold outside. Fuck that. We started late, got a little chitter. You like shit, I'ma go get
she
that.
She said, fuck you. Yeah. I'm anemic, boo.
Couple they lace fronts done hell twisted.
Feel a fanny pack.
That's when you know it's cold. When the lace front, the front up be rolled up like a backwood.
Lace front look like a blood. Your lace front.
You still got your hair cut too.
What's up, boy? We in this bitch.
Yeah, but I know. What's up, boy? I don't know you like he know you, but you know.
What's
oh, you
hey,
don't
what's
know?
Up, like,
I thought that was your partner. I don't know.
No, nigga, you no. Nigga, I thought that was cool. Oh, nigga, like, what's up? What's up, boy?
That's Feline fanny pack. What do you have in there?
They got a razor.
He got a banana strapped to his belt. It what? Match your pants.
Nigga, you stupid as fuck, bruh.
Oh, this nigga. Nigga got a banana hanging from his hip.
What is that about?
It match her pants.
Fuck that. This banana nigga got a banana hanging on his clip. Who out there that was? He like, baby, I'm gonna fuck these motherfuckers up. Look.
When he go to the club, he stuff it on the inside and trick home. They don't know it's not a real till they get home.
I think I walk around with a dick print, man.
He got a banana he used for a dick print. He be like, hell no.
got a fake
why you
dick.
Ain't tell him to take that shit off? You must ain't got the car. That bitch ride her damn self. She like, all right, you want to wear it? There you go.
Why do you have that banana strap?
Bro, shut the fuck up. It don't matter what he says, shit funny.
Fuck that. Where he bought it from?
The lady behind you wants to know.
She said with
Project Patho. Oh,
there you go. Hey, you cold on that bitch.
Yeah, he cold. I ain't gonna lie. That I wanna cold. See what else he gonna say.
Okay.
Hold on, let me fix the cord. Hold on.
Fix it for me.
You can't go too far.
I thought that was champion. But no. His shirt said, don't know. I swear to God, it's a D-O-N-O.
That shit do say don't
nah,
know.
Now, real talk, show him your shirt. That bitch said don't know.
Don't know.
They got an S on it. Don't know.
So when somebody say, hey, what kind of shirt is that? He be like, I don't know.
Man, you stupid, man. It's real fucked up. Everywhere he made I take it. Y'all messing with people.
He made shirts in the middle of the mall. Welcome to Jacksonville shirt. Come on, get one. Got a sale going on, 215.
DC, why you got your shades on?
Which what?
I think that nigga blind.
That nigga got one eye.
Are you blind?
The accident just happened last year. He ain't confident.
Oh, you can't see the show. Take those off, bro.
He got them shits on for a reason, my
is
dude.
Is it that or he cockeyed?
That's probably what it is. Nigga up under them glasses looking like me.
He fucked up, leave him alone. Everybody's welcome to the 85 South Show.
Dad back there with that old ass leather coat on. I see you, principal.
Hell yeah.
Trying to sneak in here.
That's Tyler Perry. What's up, Tyler Perry? Tyler Perry.
Bro, who is that?
It's Tyler Perry.
Come on.
No pockets. Oh, you is stupid.
Man, turn the music off. This is serious business. Hey, fellas. Grown men. You remember when you was 20, you could fuck all night?
Yeah.
You remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men can't fuck all night no more. If you want to go back to the days where you could fuck all night, I know the people at BlueChew.com and they have given me a promo code so me and my partners can goddamn go get the Blue Chew pills and fuck these women all night long because that's what they want these days.
Really?
Go to BlueChew.com and use the code 85SouthShow and get you a discount on your chewable BlueChew.com pills because they good and they make your meat get harder. Not saying that nobody's lacking in that department, but I'm saying if you want to hit her with the rock, hit her with the motherfucking rock.
Hey.
Go to BlueChew.com. Hey. Use the promo code 85SOUTH. Now, I'm not saying that this is FDA approved or nothing, but you experiment with shit all the time. Why wouldn't you want to experiment with BlueChew.com?
If you out of luck and you having problems getting it up, here's what you need to do. BlueChew.
Blue. BlueChew.com. Go get you some. Said BlueChew.com. And go get you some. You can make love to your lady.
Come on, y'all.
For a long, long time. And hit her with that wood. I swear to God, I ain't lying. It's a sexual stimulant. It make your meat get hard. It's a sexual stimulant. It make your meat get hard.
It's Tyler Perry.
Leave that nigga alone.
Oh my goodness. I just knew that was him.
That lady right there sleeping.
Ooh.
The lady right there with the flowers on her dress. She's tired.
You sleeping, baby? It's a long day.
Look at that nigga beside her drinking that fruity ice drink.
You were mixing it, too.
Fuck you. You didn't pour some beer in there. He was trying to still be a man. He was like, this shit good. Give me a Miller Lite. Not no more.
Oh, look.
They got grown things in here drinking slush.
They got a slushing machine by that?
This shit got look in it. Oh, okay.
These niggas walking in here with a slushing twist.
Looking like they had a stage fail.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know they were serving slushies.
This Jackson.
Bring me one.
Anything might happen.
Look at them coming in, looking all late and shit. Just sit on down. I don't know why they got ushers. You don't get my ticket, nigga. Fuck out my face.
Come up, follow me.
I'm gonna sit in the first open seat. What's your ticket say? The front? Look, bitch, don't move. Throw your ticket away. They don't know.
Oh, this shit fun. Y'all yes, a live-ass audience in here tonight, boy. Welcome to the 85 South Show.
Look at the people in the back looking at the empty seats like, yeah, I'm going to take that motherfucker in a minute.
I could have sat there, right there, and there, and there, and there.
But we got 10 minutes. They're going to be my seat.
Come on, sweetheart. We're going down the front.
Look at those.
Them dread, bruh.
No.
That nigga shit look like. What the hell?
What it look like he was under the dryer and somebody start shooting. And he had to just get up and run out the salon.
Hey, them Florida niggas with hairstyles like that, you don't fuck with them, bruh. Them the type of niggas that shoot you, won't even run, just be talking to you. Look at you, boy, pussy, boy. Wanna make all them fucking jokes, say something now, boy. Them Crocker can't do nothing for your ass now, boy. You finna bleed, nigga. I told your pussy, don't play with me, boy, didn't I? Now look at you, you fucked up. You should've did your other show.
Fuck that, nigga. Go you on shoot me, up, I'm bro. Still gonna talk about your ass. You still be ugly.
Be shot like... your hair still fucked up. Oh.
Well, so what that is? They're like dreads, like up in the air, though. Like, how you want your dread? I want my shit like up in the air.
She look like a field goal. Make a nigga wanna kick a field goal.
Hey, Chico, a nigga got a dry head like this.
Upside down.
Y'all stupid. This nigga ain't laying one time.
Oh my goodness.
Look at the people in the back scared to come to their chair. Like shit, I'm gonna watch the show from right here.
Yeah, they gotta walk through all these motherfucking people. Skew. They're like, fuck that damn seat. Oh, now y'all shit. Can sit up here until these niggas come for real.
What if they don't have no seat? They just back there.
Y'all some smooth motherfuckers. What, they got some hoes? Look at that white woman. She done walked in the wrong room, bitch.
Yeah, man.
The symphony next door, motherfucker. Sitting there.
She thought she was coming to see some white gospel.
Look, the white people didn't. This is not what we paid for.
She's like, the symphony, bitch.
She's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's so many of them.
I appreciate all the white people that's in here.
We love you.
You guys are nigga lovers right now.
Especially you, ma'am.
Who?
Her.
Oh, yeah, y'all some real nigga lovers. Y'all in the midst of a bitch might get slapped. All that. You got to look at that nigga fro behind you. Oh, they ain't a fro. That's a stupid ass hat. Shit. I'm like, damn, boy, that nigga look. That's a real nigga right there. That nigga still sell mid right now.
Hey, you know why his hat like that? DC,
nigga,
you know
auto
why his hat's like that?
What?
Because that's how you start those. You wear your hat and just let your head get froze. And you take it off and it's like that.
Leave that nigga that's alone, a slinky.
Who? With the
that's
hat?
My friend.
Which one? Oh, you talking about your hat? Wow, I forgot you were right there.
He's sitting on a roll with banana waist.
That whole row fuck.
Hey, but that nigga, I forgot that nigga had a banana on his
head. That nigga for real got a banana in this bitch.
Why do you have that banana on your waist? Drip. If you went to prison with that drip, you'll really drip, drip.
I got your banana right here, sweetheart.
Crazy part about it, he had to go through all them niggas just to sit down. Them niggas were like, oh, shit.
Bro, when the fuck did we get to that point where you got to put together a whole outfit, then hang some shit on it?
Carlos,
I don't want to play no more.
Hey, Carlos,
I'm good.
When you make it,
bro, if you got to do all that to get some pussy, I'm just going to start buying it. I'm not about to start goddamn hanging
ornaments.
I've
been
ornaments.
Told y'all buying it was the way to go.
Shit. These women don't know how to negotiate.
You ain't got
to
argue. Like, what it is? That how much you want? All right, come on.
Bitch sold me $500 for some. She going to tell
hold
me.
Hold up, bitch. I got a coupon. I got a coupon, bitch. You high, bitch.
Go tell me $500 for some pussy. I was like, I don't even fuck that long.
I told a bitch.
To be giving you no goddamn $500.
I told a bitch.
Nope.
I told, if I pay you $500, I got you for the week.
You rented her for the week.
See, I told her, just fit me in your schedule.
I don't want no pussy that costs $500 a week.
No, I said if I paid you.
Hold on.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Bro, they brought y'all all the way down here just to walk right
Big
here.
Man, that fucked up. I
y'all was already
like, that fucked up. Look at Big. He like, man, that fucked up, so. Ain't no one too big for this shit. My bad, big dog. My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, nigga,
you tell Big Boy don't want to walk by nobody, man.
Look, he got a slushy, too. He like, man, I got a slushy.
Man, I hit my nuts four times. Fucking
looking like a clump. One of the sons from the clumps.
Hey, my boy, had a slushy.
Hey. You ain't see that. That nigga had his titties cupped. He had his titties cupped up high. So his titties wouldn't be moving. Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me.
Hercules.
No, I ain't holding my titties. I'm holding my drink. But he had his forearms were holding his titties in place. I
stay wrong for that shit.
Hercules. The clumps. Big fat rumps. When you walk through the aisle, you're getting bumped.
I thought he was a killer, but that nigga got all his dreads on one side.
Millie
that nigga
Millie.
Swooped all his dreads over his shoulder. Excuse me, let me get through here. Come on, Biggs, come on.
Is his name Biggs?
The nigga that swooped them all on one shoulder, that nigga.
Yeah, that one shoulder, bit out. The suspect.
You gotta throw six.
Oh, you know that.
Okay, quit fucking with
Big
people.
Big B right here. Right.
Before we move on.
God, goddamn.
Salute to Tyler Perry. Stand up, Tyler Perry. No, don't wait. We need the people to see you.
That's a principal. We got a white girl, too. Yep. He running for city council.
Yeah, get them cameras out of here. Get them cameras out of here. I don't want nobody. This don't supposed to be on camera. Do your show, nephew. Do
that nigga gonna run for city council, get caught snout pop. Got that.
You stupid.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, put that shit up.
I done broke your auto tune. Oh.
Okay. Stop.
All right.
Stop.
All
right. Stop. That's enough.
All right. We did
Welcome
enough.
Back to the 85.
I'm drunk.
We did enough.
We are in here tonight.
DJ Cole. I just like acting drunk. Y'all are
stupid.
Hey, bitch, what up?
I don't fuck with being around drunk. I don't drink. We don't drink, so it'd be tough like being drunk. Around drunk people, man. When you around drunk people and you sober, that shit annoying. Hey, man. Hey, bro.
You got to talk their language.
I fuck with you, bro.
You got to talk their language. See, you let them do all
bro.
That.
Hey, bro, if anybody fuck with you, bro, I kill a nigga, bro.
Hey, bro, get your man.
Nah, bro, you see my fucking dread, bro, with the middle, bro?
Yeah, they swooped on one side, shit, bro. They swooped on one side, bro.
Excuse me, bro.
Cool out, bro. You good, bro. Cool out. Bro,
you couldn't have told me no shit like that.
Bro, fuck.
Boy, I kill anybody for you. For real,
man. Yeah,
you lying? Anybody.
Yeah, anybody, bro.
Man, that's why I fucked you, boy. Yeah, you a real nigga.
It's your point of mind,
you a real nigga,
point
man. Mind, say no more. Say no more.
Mind, bro.
Him right now, I don't fuck with that nigga.
Where one, bro?
That boy right there.
We won,
the nigga
bro.
Right there with the banana on the hip.
Oh, yeah, old pussy ass nigga, banana hip ass nigga, bro.
Cool out, bro. Cool out, bro.
Nigga, what cool the lab, fuck? Bro. I got a banana too. It's in the clip, though, fuck, nigga.
Cool out, bro. Leave him alone.
We're in
bro.
Florida. Let's cool stop playing lab, with these niggas.
For
they
real.
Yeah, I know.
We just
right?
playing banana hip.
We just
that how you feel, banana my nigga. Hip. Swing on with your banana, ugly.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, for real, leave that
Go get
nigga.
An apple, nigga. Go get a pal, nigga.
Leave that nigga
I know.
Alone.
Walk around with a fruit basket.
That's what's going to happen. We keep fucking with that nigga. We going to leave out. It's going to be a whole bunch of niggas with all different types of fruits on their belt. Like, yeah, what's up, fuck nigga? Fruit gang, nigga. Fruit gang, nigga.
Walk around looking like an Easter egg. Boy, get your stupid ass.
All right.
What y'all could do? Shit.
You don't want to get shot by a nigga who hold his pistol underhand.
Don't shoot your knee, stupid ass.
What the fuck was said?
What'd he say?
What was said? He holding that bitch underhand like nigga. You don't want that shit, boy, nigga, holding
oh
the pistol
God.
In this direction.
That nigga, that's stupid.
That'd be a hell of a movie right there.
What? What? He pound to pull up with a horn like this.
What do niggas like that do drive-by? What music do they listen to when they go through drive-by, though?
I ain't got no time. Bad bitch is the only ba-ba-ba.
How the gun sound, bro?
Ba-ba-ba.
Nah, them niggas be in the car. Follow me. Won't you follow me? We gonna get these niggas. Follow me. Move your banana to a place.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
We were just playing. We love. We fuck with y'all. We don't want y'all to come
We don't.
Us.
We don't want no smoke.
Nah, we good. We got time. Well,
you got to say that. Put that up on the fire pit.
We don't
want no smoke.
We
no
at the 85 South Show want no smoke.
None.
None. What? Both my cousins gay. They gay. Like gay. Yeah. They niggas, but I try to tell them every day they not, but
they don't
they try
it.
To tell me we are.
No, they are.
And I'm like, all right, bitch.
Nigga, when my cousin came over to the house with a pink jogging suit and some fucking Ugg boots, not the color pink, the brand.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. we host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know them outfits loose as hell.
I've been like, shit, boy, you all the way out there, ain't you? You all the way out there.
You ain't got to tell nobody.
You ain't got to say nothing now, my nigga. Where the fuck you get them Ugg boots from?
Did it match the suit?
Nigga, they hit the exact same
color. It was a sparkly kind, nigga. Wasn't it? You get to turn them into another color when he... I don't want that color.
Bro, shut your ass. Oh, this nigga retorted.
Crazy, man.
That nigga, and you did it. It's your cousin.
Who got to work tomorrow?
About 9 people in here. Y'all lying. Shut up.
Look at
everybody
her.
Everybody in here said dope. Y'all the only one that's still thinking, well, I'm telling you, we're going to keep selling dope. Fuck these niggas. Fuck that job shit.
Bruh.
Get a job, man. That's that dope shit.
Look, he was like, she's trying to stop him from selling dope. That's right.
You don't know what you selling. You don't smoke the coke. You don't even smoke the cocaine. You don't even know if you're real or not. You just selling the shit. That's what it is, man. Nah, shit, that's what it is.
Young nigga, don't stop doing that shit. You young, you got energy and shit. Do that. Sell dope in your 20s, my nigga. So you can go and get caught and get your time out the way.
Hell no, nigga. Don't get caught.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, don't get caught. Nigga, you better run.
You don't want to go to jail in your 40s, nigga. Go in your 20s and you can come out and still look young.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you still selling the 3-5, my nigga, go get a job, man. 3-5 shit ain't gonna get you no motherfucking money.
Going to jail.
If you sell dope, enjoy your life, nigga. Spend some of your drug dealer money while you outside. Cause don't nobody get to take none to jail with them. When a nigga who you know was on call, you be like, hey, folk, have that long ass conversation at the end. Hey, folk, you think, that's the pause, ain't it?
They trying to figure out how much they trying to ask for.
Hey, cuz, shit, goddamn, you think you could goddamn, it ain't never no easy shit, it's a lot of bullshit. You think you could goddamn shoot to that Kroger over there by your house and then shoot to that Walgreens and then put $30
on the fucking 30 green. Seconds.
Yeah, if you could just put the money on the Green Dot card and then call me and then give me the number and then throw the card away, we
that
straight.
That should be too much, man. Nigga told me, hey, man, go jump over 3 alligators and go to Jurassic Park, but I need $40.
What?
I'm not doing that, boy. You got me fucked up. You locked up. What do you need? Some deodorant. Sit your stupid ass down, boy.
Niggas be reading a lot.
It's rough.
That motherfucking jail. Ain't nowhere to go. That's what it is. If you selling dope and you in the streets, just know, nigga, they coming.
Nah, not really. Don't say shit. That. You giving niggas like, god shit. Damn, nah.
They coming. Like, I ain't never known.
Ain't no sad. You can run, nigga. Run, motherfucker. No, get up out of there.
No.
If you see him, go.
Yeah, you can get. How long you gonna run, though? Fuck that, nigga. Nope. Niggas need to keep it 100,
what I'm
man.
I'm saying, some niggas smart criminal. You just saying niggas ain't.
No future in
the
streets,
ones who are doing their thing, just continue being smart, find another route and clean your money.
See, he telling you the same thing I'm telling you. Stop that shit. You going to jail, nigga.
Clean your money. I call it clean your money.
Then you go to jail for money laundering. Look at her.
Ain't no money laundering, bitch. You get the dirty money, start a daycare, get that shit right. Get you a barbershop, get a salon.
Car wash.
Listen.
DC, don't argue with her. She work at the courthouse.
I know she the clerk, though. She ain't doing shit. She just denying people. Uh-uh. You got to come to court. Like, bitch, I'm trying to pay for this shit now. Come to court, 8 o'clock. I'm so tired of her. Hey, don't go over there with that girl with the bun. She tripping.
I feel so sorry for niggas who still sell crack, bro. Because crackheads don't have no discretion. They just be all in the street. Yeah, my boy got the crack over here. We can go get it from him right now. Yeah, my boy DeAndre. He don't give a fuck. He'll still don't get anybody.
Yeah, you know him.
Hey,
you know
probably DeAndre. See young nigga. He be riding through this motherfucker with the Impala. He got them rims on that motherfucker.
He'll pull up, too.
That's who I get the dog from.
Hell yeah. Telling all your business. Yeah, he's been. He got all the good stuff. He wear a banana on his waist. You ever seen him? He got a banana on his waist. He keep the crack in the banana. That's why he walk around with it. That's yeah, the flavor.
You know
the crack.
The crack in the banana. Yeah, he telling everything. He be hyping up all the dope boys. Man, my man's got big money. That's why I fuck with him.
What
he
got?
He always look out for me.
Man, nigga, always, I watch his cars, man. I fuck with the young nigga. Your young nigga got at least 100,000 at his auntie house. Gee, he ain't got no goddamn 100,000.
Nigga, that nigga got money.
I stopped selling crack because I didn't smoke it, so I ain't know what it was.
You what?
I stopped selling crack because I ain't smoke it, so I ain't know what it was.
Oh, I thought you said you smoked it because you ain't know what it was. I was
hell
about to
no.
say, you are a thug.
Boy, no.
That nigga, shit hilarious.
Shout out, I used to fuck my dope up. I used to break it down too much. I thought I was giving them too much, and then when I broke it down, I was like, shit, that ain't enough. I broke it down to a 20. I'm like, shit, this shit is like a 30. Break that down. I'm like, boy, this shit is a 5. I just fucked my dope up. Only my red niggas can relate. Look at their faces. Nigga, you ain't never fucked the dope up.
Nigga. When you standing there
I
with
the... I gotta give my money back, OT. You hear me?
You ever had them ugly rocks where you done cut them wrong? Like, nigga, here go two $15 pieces.
Man, you ain't never made a Jay smoke your shit?
I can't get past the smell or what it smell like when they cooking that shit. That shit stink like a motherfucker, nigga. Yeah. Whoever made that cocaine and mixed that baking soda had a strong nostril, nigga, because that nigga... You ever smelled that shit being cooked, dog?
That shit stink.
It stink up the whole motherfucking apartment complex. Like, yep, Rodney up there cooking that shit again.
Shit smell like chitlins, man.
I'm glad I ain't never get that close to it, bro. Because I seen what crack do to your mind.
Whip it. Whip,
hey, you ever
whip,
seen a nigga
whip.
Cooking that shit? That nigga be in there hot.
Right.
You be like, that nigga
whole
here, chef.
Nigga holding the motherfucking shit.
Nigga don't want nobody in there. Uh-uh. Everybody go sit down now. Everybody can't see this shit now.
Y'all got that recipe.
Cook this shit up now.
Putting that recipe together.
Man, you better let me watch, man.
That'll
Fuck
be a
that.
Hell of a cooking show on the Food Network, nigga.
What? The dope boys I already knew, they ain't even want to give it to me. I asked the nigga one time, I said, hey, man, because I feel like that way I was going to make some money if I ever was, like, just go crazy with the cocaine. I was like, I got to be the cooker, because they said the crack shit is bullshit. I only keep selling and making my money back, and I ain't out here for that shit. You feel me? I asked the nigga one time, I said, bro, how much you're charging? You know what I'm saying? Good, he like, got 500. I'm like, damn, that's all I got. I ain't finna give you my life savings to go do nothing.
How you selling crack and only got 500?
That's the
because
point.
Because I was selling 3 fives. I was making like 10 out of 3 fives. I just stayed down. You feel me? Fuck what you talking about, nigga. I stayed down. I had 500, but 2 days ago, I had nothing.
Hey.
Hey,
hey, boy, I can teach a nigga how to turn a goddamn little stone into a mountain, boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a hell of a show on the Food Network. Chop Crack Edition. Niggas get introduced. Competition this week starring DC Young Fly from the west side of Atlanta.
Nah, I'm fucking the dope up. I ain't cooking shit. Yeah, my kitchen fucked up. I told you the nigga didn't teach me.
Oh, so you done fucked up.
He asked for 500. I said, that's my life savings. I'm going to give you my life savings to go
you
got to
get a nigga that's shaped like him to cook the dope.
Oh, yeah.
That's the nigga.
No shirt on.
That nigga be cooking dope and frying wings at the same time.
Man, don't mix that shit up. Ah, you
hey,
straight,
man,
baby.
Nigga, I do this.
T-shirt. Look at that nigga right there with that sweat on in the dough. Why you don't sit your strong ass down?
That's Ezekiel Elliott right
that
there.
That nigga
there
just standing there.
Like
he ain't even laughing. He just moving his chest. Well, get your strong ass out the way.
Like he waiting on this bitch to stand up so he can show her that he here. Yeah, bitch, what's up now?
Who you security guard for? You just at the dough?
They ain't got no seat.
He just in here.
Nigga snuck.
Ain't we in a hotel?
Nope.
Nah, that's the Time Union Center for Performing Arts.
The fuck? Why they put us in the baby ass theater?
Yeah, it's
because they having some white people shit.
White people shit
though.
Over there.
I seen it, cause boy, that shit was packed out riding by. I said, but we ain't bring no white folk.
I thought we did.
That's a whole nother world, bro.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Barbara. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how's the wife? How's the kids? Hey.
Like, none of that shit going on at McDonald's, bro. Soon they come in. I'm so tired of these bitches, bro.
Don't nobody give a fuck about them kids.
Ain't nobody give a fuck about them kids at McDonald's, bro. Nigga, car smoking in the parking lot. They got that. They ain't going through shit, bro. None of that shit going on.
Can you park up here?
Shit, white girl going. These for having a bar mitzvah, bro. This shit lit. Yeah, the bar mitzvah. Shawty, what the gifts
Chad,
for?
What
hey, what's happening? Hey, we had a bar mitzvah. Shawty,
no,
what the
gifts
for?
We still trying to find something.
We in our bar mitzvah.
I think we're sad over here.
Girl, put your tits up. Hey. All right,
we gotta come back out. Hold on.
Oh shit, this shit lit, bro. All these white people, what they doing?
We didn't see no black tour bus.
Teddy, man, we had a bar mitzvah, bro. We ain't seen no black people, bro. We seen two light skinned bitches. We had a bar mitzvah. Shawty, put the gifts up. Ooh, put
I'm
your tits
up. Hey. Hold on, there's a lot of shit going on down there.
But it definitely is.
Oh, three white people concert. Oh, I see the Omni Hotel.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of gang shit going on.
Give me a second, bro. It's a lot of traffic out here. So what we do when we get to the Omni Hotel? Because we're going to come down and bust a left.
Ask that nigga what else going on in that bitch, bro. There's so many white people out here.
They said there's some concerts and they got a symphony going on tonight.
Ooh, I bet they do. These folks love this shit.
Do you see us, Chad? I am on the right side of the road. No, he not. Shut the fuck up. We behind this white Dodge. Right here where everybody turning in at. I don't see you though.
Hey, gang. Gang shit. Fuck around, get hang quick. Whoa, you ain't really talk. Whoa, what you wanna do? You ain't really about to. Whoa, whoa. Boy, I'm really tired of shit. Whoa. What's up? That's all niggas doing out. They rapping on goddamn on the ad lib. They ain't even rapping. What you really say? Come on. Get it. Ow. Get it.
Where we going to?
Chadrick! Chadderick! Track Jonathan! Chadrick!
Thanks. Great show, guys.
You went to Stanford?
Nah, I went to, actually went to school down here.
Bro, every time we come out here, bro, you always got a new story about this play, bro. I'm not giving a dub. We know you from Jacksonville, bro.
I ain't from Jacksonville. I just went to school down here.
Damn, bro. Every time we come, you know, we're at the school down, bro.
Now I went to
you supposed to, bro, if you was down here as a kid.
I went down here as a kid.
But you know, I
this car got over the room in
school down here, bro.
Where it broke? Keep going straight. And you're going to see them black tour buses make a ride.
Hey, I used to eat at that McDonald's.
Nah, it ain't nothing like that.
All right, break it your ass.
Man.
Hey, my partner did 2 months, but he came out like he did a whole year, bro. That nigga be tripping. He was like, bro, y'all, what y'all nigga doing? The same shit you just doing. We got 2 months, bro. Shut your stupid ass up.
All right, so look. You see them? You see where that the lights are? There's a gate right there in between it. I'm going to jump out and turn it for you. And open
right here?
Yeah. Right in between them. No. Keep going. Gonna bust it right
hey, that
here.
Nigga told me to put some money on my phone.
Right here?
Bro, yeah.
I'm opening
that
gate for you.
Alright, come on. Alright, she got it. She got it.
We ain't gonna I'm not gonna put no money on my phone, bro.
Nah, she gonna be wild.
Yo, happy to be open a minute, bro. That's an extra phone. That's an extra money.
You got it?
Nigga, move! Fuck your bitch. You don't get the fuck out the way. Make sure I ain't close over there. Thank you.
What's the name of the
food? That's hilarious. You tell my boy, what y'all niggas doing?
Whole lot of gang shit.
If you had to do 2 months, I'd put some money on your phone.
Bro, you know what? What baby, not what
two
put on
months,
my...
bro. You,
well, you know
what?
That man called me, bro. As soon as he got in, bro, he told me, bro, what y'all niggas doing? Same shit you with that doing, bro.
But I'm saying,
2 months.
2 months, though, man.
You gotta eat that on the tip.
Nah,
you gotta eat that one on the tip.
And a couple phone calls, dog. You gotta, a lot can happen in 2 months.
He was like, you know, a nigga like put money on the book. He like 100.
Oh, he had the amount already. That's a little disrespectful. He already knew how much he needed for the 2 months. He done mapped it out already.
But you already hit that. Take that shit on the chin, nigga. Don't scrap out that
shit.
Thank you. Don't scrap out that shit. I'm telling you, you're going to hurt yourself.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I saw motherfuckers walking through. Excuse me, Negroes.
I thought that was up. I thought they was coming to fuck with us, too.
I did, too. I was excited and shit.
I was scared. I thought it was about to be the purge, nigga. Shit. So we about to get sold today, y'all.
You thought we was getting sold?
Hell yeah, nigga. I'm ready to fight.
No, ain't nobody fucking with us.
Well, y'all better watch the movies and pay attention, bud.
It's definitely the multi-purpose room, though, right here. This the overflow.
Man, this is straight niggas. Look at
bro,
this.
Bro, look, this shit trapped
people
the fuck
tired
out.
Of work.
Look, they done tow all the sound equipment out the
look, white man back there scared as hell. They sitting in his seat moving.
He's
put
like,
my
no,
meat tape in here. Put my flange drive in. Put my meat tape in here. This is a little at theater. They lied to us.
They did
say they bit were like swole. I said, but this is a community room.
For
at
real,
a community
real.
College, that's definitely what it looked like. Looked like you about to come see a fire-ass hood Christmas play in this motherfucker.
That is city council. We are tired of these white people in our neighborhood.
We got to do something about the high crime volume and the foot traffic. It's prostitution, drugs, young niggas walking around with bananas.
No way, one crackhead that's in the city council.
I got
sense.
Something to say. I got something to say. I just want to know what's up with the police presence in the neighborhood. Why can't we police ourselves? I mean, we black people. I just want to know why they always at my auntie house. I just need to understand.
Get
somebody give me an answer.
Get your stupid ass up.
Hey, no, because I'm tired of them. I see them back there. Look at them back there right there waiting on me. Hey, police people, I see you back there. Here, you on your phone telling
people. That
ain't
the police people. That the ambulance folks.
Them are the police.
Ain't y'all supposed to be in y'all car, stupid ass motherfucker? Somebody gonna die fucking around with y'all. God damn it, they need
us. Alone. Them the police ladies, but they freaky.
How you know they freaky?
Because she walked up to me, she said, give me your number, I'm gonna take your ass to jail.
Damn.
And then she patted me down and she was like, why you got all this dick on you? You don't need all this dick on you. You could have left some of this dick in Atlanta. I'd have locked your ass up for possession with intent. Give me some of this dick. Then she told me she'd get off at 11 meter at the Waffle House. I don't know if she's going to bring the other one with her or what, but I'm with all that shit.
Gotta fuck her with the police belt on, nigga. That's how you do it.
I wanna fuck her with that bulletproof vest on. Just slide the titty out the side.
That's gonna look like, crazy.
Yeah, I can
as
shoot
hell.
That chest, but that titty's in danger.
You
look
don't
at
wanna,
that.
You don't wanna
give
do
me
that.
Them old dangerous titties. Look, she walked off.
Bulletproof
yes.
vest.
Yes.
She like she about to walk down here.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
He ain't said none of the freaking shit you like eating your ass.
You gotta stop. You can't eat
I
that.
Always
she
behind
had
the bitch like I'm
gonna
eat
your
ass.
I'll
never eat y'all ass, bro.
Bro, you see?
I always, that's how I get it. I'm like, girl, I eat your ass. I'm like, I'm not eating this bitch ass.
Set up.
You can't eat the police
not,
ass. You done
bitch,
had them work pants on
I'm not giving you head at all, bitch.
Uh-uh.
Them so work suck pants my dick, I'm a fuck and bye.
Hey, Fly, you heard what this nigga said? Fly. You heard what this nigga said?
You had the work pants all day. You can't eat that man.
Who? Don't let the work pants fool you,
uh-uh, she ain't gonna let you. She gonna be like, you don't wanna do that.
I've been solving crimes all day.
I like them bitches that keep it real, though. Got that little tang tang, that little tang tang. Ain't got a little tang tang. Three lit that tang and be gone.
Nigga, you disgust. That first lick of pussy do be strong like a shot of Patron.
That
first
lick,
get a nigga.
You gotta keep going, you gotta be a gangster.
You gotta be a gangster, gotta be a gangster.
Like you swallow some medicine, nigga.
Gotta keep going, gotta keep going. Let that thing get wet. Take it gone.
That's why women be watching you eat the pussy. I can't believe he doing that.
He just don't know. Bitch been at work all day. Oh my God. Look at all the nasty niggas. But you been sitting down though.
Some nigga don't give a fuck. Niggas eat freak pussy ass in the doorway. I don't give a fuck. Take them work pants off. I'm.
She's like, next.
Little tiny time. Little tiny nigga down there. That's all he gonna be thinking about.
Little tiny time.
That's a little tiny time.
Don't matter.
Sound like the bridge to a song. Little tang tang.
Nigga gonna eat it either way.
What that is? Little tang tang. That bag of the earring smell. What that is? Tang tang.
That shit is what is behind the nigga ears that make that shit smell like that, boy.
It's called sweat and not looking at it.
But I'm saying though, bro, you, like, listen, I dare all y'all motherfuckers go like this one time and hit that motherfucker. You a leave. You be like, bitch, I gotta go to the hospital. This is bullshit. I am going bad in this motherfucker.
Well,
I must have got an expiration
dirty
date.
It's just dirty. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. I don't try all signs. I'm like, hey, I can't really get back there. Like, what's...
You stupid, girl.
Look at them. They got to go to work. All right. It was all
right.
The show was all right. Look, they got that all right wing. It was all right.
Bro, they be really
two
packed.
Two blonde women. They're
going to call the police. Yeah, they're in here.
All of them. All of the all ones of them, you're looking
they're,
for.
They're laughing. Just got a little tang tang. All of that. Tay Tay's there.
We got a little Mexican in there, motherfucker. What's up, amigo? What's up, amigo?
That's him.
You from Jacksonville, amigo? Hell no. Where you from? Where you from? No. Dallas. How the hell you get all the way over here? You drove? He like, yeah, what else? Nigga, you could have flew, stupid ass, but. I'm trying to give you options. I'm glad, nigga, fuck around with here. How about this ass?
Where y'all always fucking with people?
I love Cub, bro. It make them feel like we at a barbecue. We eat cool, bro.
Hey, man.
It's already 2019.
Bro, we really
man.
In the future.
We already here.
We in the future.
In 2019, January 1st.
Still out here stressing.
I just left church. Amen. Amen.
Still out here stressing about the same pussy.
All right. Yeah. I'm stopping. All my standards going up next year. I'm sorry.
Why you gonna wait till next year?
I need to go and get this shit on out this year. It's over with.
You got two
all my
more
nigga
weeks.
Shit. I just hear some shit. I was like, boy, I was not supposed to hit that.
At what point did you realize you wasn't supposed to hit
it? Niggas can relate to this shit.
Because it's a different point. All niggas know you realize it at different points. At what point did you realize you wasn't supposed to hit it?
When she was pulling a better
die. You still did it?
Yeah. Fuck you, man. Nigga from the hood. I'm finna hit that. Hit it. Boom. While she walked away, I was like, shouldn't have did that one. Yep, this is my last year. I don't give a fuck. I'm from the hood. I don't give a fuck. Fuck what y'all talking about. Nigga, my body count large, nigga. Nigga can't say I don't get pussy, but you a lie. Boy, body count always, but. What's y'all longest highway?
95.
Y'all think they got cars, nigga?
95.
Nigga, last year, what is our longest highway? You got a car? Shit.
This nigga.
What's y'all longest bus route?
That nigga right there is enjoying himself. Salute to you, nigga. He like, shit, this shit funny as fuck.
This nigga, can he pay for it? Shit, you better laugh. Anytime a nigga pay for some shit, they always participate.
You got to. Man, I spent all that goddamn money on them tickets, man. Fuck that shit. I'm laughing with that old that shit, them niggas. You heard what I said?
They want these couches, too, shit.
Nigga.
Where they get these couches?
These couches for sale.
Still.
Rent-A-Center. These them Rent-A-Center couches right here.
They can offer up couches, nigga. This shit on offer. They gonna be picture of us on offer up. Yeah, I'm selling these bitches for $65.
Somebody had these bitches on Facebook and was like, they free, come get them.
With the rug. Who the fuck set the rug down? Like, yep, that's it right there.
That rug decent as hell, though. That's a good little rug to shoot some dice on.
Hell yeah.
Man, this that community church rug. Then get baptized on this rug right here.
Baptized?
Yeah, because it's up under here. It's a small church to baptize back up under
they
here.
They got a baptism.
They got to lift
rug.
The rug up and you get baptized.
In the little pool.
One time they lost the key, so they had to reschedule to
Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry. We can't seem to find the baptismal key. Everybody was supposed to be baptized this Sunday, just come on back next Sunday. And we'll make sure you get your blessings then. Just make sure you live throughout the week and then come
you
on
know,
back.
The hood families invite everybody when they get baptized. Nigga, what? I gotta come back? Shit.
Nigga, we ain't have no baptism pool
at
my
house. I got baptized. I got the dipped in the water, cross your forehead, welcome to Jesus.
Yeah,
that was it.
You a Catholic.
Nah, that's what they did. When I seen them start dipping motherfuckers in the pool, I was like, ooh, I ain't get to swim.
What? You ain't never got
nah,
the
splash.
You ain't never got the goddamn hole in your brother.
Nah.
You ain't never got the dip.
Hell no.
But you ain't no real Christian, man.
They hit us with the splash.
But they threw some shit. They were like, splash. Black, don't get your ass out my face, buddy.
Exactly. They must ain't want to run the water bill up at the church I was going to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. But see, you got to. Hey, one thing about getting baptized in the hood, you need to be first. Cause boy, if you like, hey, that pool get a little dirty. pocket little ring. Nigga be like, man, you know what? I'm gonna put my feet in that bus.
Hey, man, you doing here?
Nigga be like, bring the dish detergent. I need bubbles.
I need bubbles.
Hey, yeah, you next. Shit, you gotta let that water out, nigga.
Y'all is stupid.
Look like somebody got their feet done in that bitch.
That's why the black church, that's why you know that they got a limit. They like, it's 5 limit, because they know after that 5.
That nigga start shit in that motherfucker.
That ring might come around. They like, yeah, we reached our limit this Sunday, but next Sunday, we can try to fit her in.
Hey, you stupid, bro. That's real, though.
Hey, bro, real.
Some people
church
don't
is
get no
funny
fuck.
As fuck, bro.
They don't.
Church is hilarious. I love going to church, especially when I'm an old lady catch the Holy Ghost. The one that be coming down with the walkie. And all of a sudden, soon they catch the Holy Ghost, they got down, they out there. She be over there by the goddamn drum somewhere. Help!
Hey,
the Holy Ghost gone. She done lost her energy.
This nigga said, help. Help me.
Help.
My knee. I need somebody to come back and pick me up.
Hey, man. Do you ever think about that? At what point in your life do your voice get old?
Shit, that's a good question.
Like, you just be at the crib like, man, we was on them business then last night we came.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What did happen to
what
me?
What the fuck? Bills, my nigga.
No, because
when you realize you got bills, you be like, go, another bill, another bill.
God damn, another bill. Another bill. Yeah.
Man, we got another bill in this motherfucker.
God damn, man.
Now, man, we was, shit, man, I'm trying to pay all these motherfuckers, but shit, the drip too hard, man.
Every time a nigga talk like that, you already know what time of the month. But what's up, JB? Oh, man, you know what? It bill time, man. They got me.
I always wondered that. Like, did that shit just creep up?
It's probably an obscure age, like just, 46 or some shit like
you just
that.
Wake up with
you
an
just
old
wake up.
Boy.
Voices just get tired.
What the fuck? Oh, man, goddamn, man. I done fucked around and lost my shit, man. Goddamn, man. You call your homeboy. Hello? Hey. Hey, nigga. It's me. What the name say on the goddamn phone? Nigga, it's me. My shit didn't switch, man. God damn.
He told my shit didn't switch.
I gotta go buy some hard bottoms now. Leather jacket. Go see Frankie Beverly Mays. I done goddamn got old.
Oh, they ain't gonna be around no more.
I'm gonna
be old
nigga.
The old
nigga
saying
young
shit
too.
Like, yeah, man, we go down here and grab me Patty George, man. Gucci supposed to be down at the,
yeah.
How old I am. I'm gonna be the youngest old nigga alive. Nigga, I'ma be the youngest old nigga alive. I don't give a fuck. I'm 89, nigga. I'm in the party like this.
Yeah, okay. Believe that shit if you want to.
Once your knees start hurting, you ain't doing none of that shit no more.
Nigga,
knees
you ain't going.
Don't give me a scooter. I'm the wrong nigga to get a scooter.
This shit funny because you ain't even going to be 39 doing that shit. Nigga, you be in the club at 39 like, look at these goofy ass niggas.
Or you be in the club at 39 like this.
That boy miserable. Oh, no, he on that dope.
Shit.
That nigga just need a nap.
The older you get, the better sleep is. Nigga, I cut all you motherfuckers off for a 15-minute nap right now. I could go backstage and take a 15-minute nap and come back and have 8 hours of energy. I don't know how
naps
I
is the shit,
what?
Bro.
What? This the crowd that I fuck with, because they had to take a nap earlier just to come to this shit.
Hell
some
yeah.
Of them
they were like, shit, what time that bitch start? Let me lay down right quick.
With
you still going to the
though.
Show? Depends on what time I wake up.
Right. It's a
if I wake up, I'm going to go. But if I don't wake up, guess who ain't going to be mad? My grown ass. I'm tired. Been at work all day. My feet hurt.
All the empty seats is motherfuckers who didn't wake up first. From their nap. That's what the empty seats is. Motherfuckers who still sleep. They're going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and not know what day it is. Oh, shit.
Yep, they missed the show with your old ass. Stupid ass.
This
bitch.
How you know you done got grown. You ever cut a motherfucker off for calling you doing a nap?
Oh, my God.
Somebody who you know don't want... What the fuck, man? This bitch don't ever call me. Let me block this motherfucker.
You know what the fuck
get this last
nap
8 minutes of sleep before this alarm go off again.
When you be in one of them goof-ass group texts, nigga, and them get the texting while you taking a nap. Blink-a-doom, 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 blink-a-doom.
Y'all just don't want to be bothered.
That's what we telling you.
That's the what that sound like. Y'all don't want get, no friends.
Yeah, well, shit.
You want, you block a nigga because they call you. You block a nigga because they text you. Yeah, but I'm 26, nigga.
No, you
I
take
ain't
naps.
Reached that moment.
You
yet.
Take naps every now and then.
Oh, they popped his ass. That shit got me stuck.
Now, obviously, it's tough to win a state championship. Some say it's even tougher to beat the same team twice. That's the assignment tonight. What must this team do to get the victory tonight?
Well,
take
boys,
you know, don't
be
caught up in the moment,
living
it.
Nigga. I was just thinking the same thing. Like,
do
we got time?
No, I take nap, nigga. I'm proud. I don't sleep. Nigga, I'm like a robot, nigga. My eye closed for
niggas.
3 minutes, nigga.
I'm talking
I'm
to
good.
The niggas who 30, 35 and up.
Cause they old.
Yeah.
No, they
old
ain't old.
Niggas. Look at motherfucker like, wait a fucking minute,
yeah,
nigga.
They old,
that ain't
smoking
old.
Cigarettes. That shit taking your energy away. Every time you smoke, goddamn. JB, what you light up?
Nigga, that ain't old. You just been, we just been doing this shit.
Them cigarette killing these niggas.
All that sleep you miss when you young, nigga, catch up with your ass.
I'm
you be trying to make
young.
Up for
I'm
it, nigga.
I be the fuck all day. I'm young, bitch.
Especially all y'all.
26.
Got real job.
That's what you supposed to do when you young. Fuck all day.
Not all day, but.
Off of niggas.
I ain't say long all day. It might be a minute and a half all day. I can do that all day. Nine times. Minute and a half all day.
Minute and a half, nine
minute and a half, bitch. 80 pumps all day. 80 times nine, bitch. That's how many pumps I gave. I'm like, well, that nigga just gave me 1,600 pumps the other day, bitch. I go off the pumps. Fuck the time.
No, that ain't gonna work.
I'm talking about 20 minutes. Bitch, fuck out that 20 minutes. Nigga, you 800 pumps in 20 minutes, bitch. Nine times, minute and a half, I gave you 1,600 pumps, bitch.
That's why I salute all y'all motherfuckers that got real jobs and go to lunch, then come back to work.
That's
ain't no
me.
Way in the world I could have did it.
That's me.
Nigga, if I tried to take a lunch and then come back and work another 4.5, 5 hours, nigga, I ain't gonna make it. I gotta take a nap after I eat. Nigga, fuck that. I'd be in my cubicle just like, look, man, I'm going to send them emails. Give me about 45.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get fired.
Nah,
yep, that's why I can't have a regular job, because fuck that, nigga.
I can't have a job either, because they want you to come to that bitch every day.
No matter what.
Every day, rain and sleet and snow.
Same time.
Bring your bitch ass in and clock in, motherfucker.
Then you got to listen to a nigga 9 times out of 10. You know you'll whoop their ass in the streets, but they be talking to you. What's the problem, Shaniqua? I mean, what's going on? You got a car, don't you? I mean, Jesus Christ, man. You're supposed to be here 45 minutes ago, baby. One more time. I mean, I ain't gonna write you up this time because I'm nice. But one more time, you're late, baby. I'm gonna have to write you on up, man. Go ahead, clock in.
Sometimes you just
like,
gotta
fuck tell you, bitch ass nigga.
Take it to the bathroom, man. Just tell them, man. Hey, let me holler at you in the bathroom, baby, dog. As soon as they come to the bathroom, hey, you ain't gonna keep talking to me like I'm a whole ass nigga. I beat your motherfucking ass. You need the job, and I need the job. Now I beat your bitch ass every day. We good.
You get that right white man.
Still on that weed.
White man be like, you're gonna do what, DC? Oh, you're gonna beat my ass? Oh, okay. Well, try it then, bud. Come on.
But you don't shut the fuck up.
Hey,
fuck
hey,
wrong with you,
hey,
bud?
Hey, DC, first of all, take your hood off when you talk to me, goon man. All right? I don't like the way you're talking to
wow.
me.
Oh,
no,
nah, right? See, that ain't how that goes. You choke little Gerald up in them little styles in there. But you don't watch your little stupid ass. Who you talking to?
Well, I'm seems to be talking to a guy who can't seem to get to work on time. That's who I'm talking to. All right?
But your bruh stink, stupid ass.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that. Your bank account.
Ain't got no comeback.
Hey, asshole, your bank account's gonna stink after I let you go, all right? Get here on time. All right? Get here on time, DC.
Bro, I fuck with you, Chad. You funny as hell. You gotta play that shit out. You funny as hell.
Yeah, haha, very funny. But you know what's not funny?
What?
I got a line of people on aisle 9 who need to get checked out, all right? And you were supposed to be here at open, all right? You were supposed to be here at open, all right?
Chad, I called a flat. Chad, what you want me to do? Fly
I don't care anything
bitch?
About a... Listen, all right?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
What you want me to
hey,
do?
Man,
fly?
Y'all listen, cool out,
no, because Chad be acting like he don't go through real life
I know,
shit. See, did what
hey,
I be talking
cool
about
out,
when you
bro.
Ain't here, supervisor.
No,
the nigga be acting like he big boss. No, see,
DC,
that how he talk to a
DC,
nigga.
A
I done
walk.
Told that nigga,
take
I need
walk,
that job.
Take a walk with
listen,
me.
Though, look, I want to talk to you because Shouter don't look at me how you look at me. You dig what I'm saying? Because you my nigga. You the reason why I got this job, and I don't want to make you look bad. You feel me? We big bosses. You dig what I'm saying? I'm trying to live my life. You feel me? Fuck nigga like him be trying to hate and look at him. Bitch ass nigga. You see what I'm saying? So look, though, I'm going to go on and cool out because you my nigga. But look, you got to talk
cool
to
out.
Shouter. Lisa,
relax. I'm gonna speak to him.
You know what's it? Look, hey, it's on me.
Hey, I know.
It's on me.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. Fire his black ass right now.
Hey, 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 Brad, look, man. Look.
Let him go. No. If he can't respect people when he comes here, he wants to come to work late, smelling like weed and shit, and calling everybody bitch-ass niggers, let him go.
I that's what I'm saying.
Fucking let him go.
And as the district manager, I'm going to, excuse me, hey, DC, hey, hey, how are you? You ain't got tea, remember? I already know, bro. You know? Well, listen. Nah, you're a good guy, all right? You're a good guy. I like your whole thing. Fuck you mean. I like it. Very funny. Bring that ass here. Boy, that's what I wanted you to do. Bring your ass here to work, all right? And you couldn't seem to figure it out. So me and Brad, we had a discussion, and it was tough. I'm not going to lie. It was tough. He wanted you to stay.
It was a group decision. Huh?
He wanted you to stay.
The group decision.
But I, as a district manager of Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm going to have to let you go.
I'm going to have to let you go, DC. It's not personal, bro. We'll keep
you.
You're
going to have to let me go. Yes, it's not we're going to have to let you go.
Hey, Sean, don't even buy nothing out of here. They let a real nigga go.
We're gonna
how y'all going to do?
Take your vest off, DC.
Take my vest off? No, man. Y'all ain't getting shit back. Fuck, niggas. Fuck you talking about. Who the fuck be putting these stupid ass fuck ass dogs in this bitch?
Security, bring your bitch ass on, security.
I'm about to give a fuck with your stupid ass.
Security.
Now you made me call Big Rashid up on stage. Okay?
Boy, I'm out the road show, boy, you don't get your Flex Washington looking ass fuck road.
Get him out of here, Big Rashid.
Boy, your ass look like Dwight Howard. Ugly ass, boy, I'm on your with these mannequin shoulders. Stupid ass, boy.
Yeah, that's right. That's Big Rashid there. Big Rashid.
Hey, man.
We got a problem.
That's how they let your ass go.
Need to fire his ass with them uncontrollable arms.
And leave that nigga alone, man.
That nigga can't even go in the pocket. Hold up.
Man, give me the shit out your pocket, man. Nigga said he got uncontrollable arms.
And why the nigga had to wait to grab him? Then he was like. That's why the nigga dropped me. He was like.
Dude. Can't fuck with this guy. Oh, shit.
That nigga dropped me. I was like, this nigga here tripping, bro. Told you, bro. Scrawny niggas ain't no way to scroll.
Hi, Walk, bro. Stupid ass arms.
Ah, Stretch Armstrong. Oh, man.
What you do for a living, OG? Nothing. You just security all day? All day, y'all, and every day, nigga, like Monday through Friday.
Arms like that, he tell niggas, hold up. Like, oh, hold up. Wait a second.
Shit, he can't do that. He be like, hold up. Now he stop, nigga. Let me tell you something. Look, I got you. I got you. Now don't move.
Hey, man. Hey.
Y'all wake all of him back up. He got me. God damn it, he on to me.
Stupid ass arm. It's like he walked in. Hey, what y'all gonna do with them arms, man?
I think it's
stupid. Nah, bro, them arms ain't gonna fit you, bro. It ain't gonna work.
No, they too short. On.
They the right length. They don't fit your body. They ain't gonna work on your setup. You got them strong ass shoulders, them loose arms.
You need can't go in their pocket, I'm telling you now.
Well, fuck it. Take them then if you want them, bro.
Now, who you talking to? Shit, I'm talking to you. Keep talking that shit. Who you talking to, nigga? I'm talking to you, nigga. Shit.
That shit hurt right there, boy.
He can't have no aggressive bitch running up on him. Like, get on out of the bullshit, dog.
Oh, leave that nigga alone.
Please,
no, he shouldn't have almost dropped me.
Nigga picked me up, y'all. Nigga almost threw me in the crowd, I'm telling you. That's why he spit me around.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, security guard every day. Well, you gotta be in that position every day, bro. You gotta be strong like that every day. Monday through Sunday?
He don't be in the same building all the time.
He's just security.
He's security all around Jacksonville.
What?
Sometimes the nigga be outside by the barricade. Can't come through here.
Well, you nationwide.
Yeah, he all over the place.
Bar mitzvahs too? You do everything? All right.
He will.
You a deacon at the church?
Who the fuck said, yeah, you know this nigga? That nigga, lady, you know that he a deacon at your church, bro?
That nigga at the front greeting everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
That nigga be a hell of a usher with them arms. All right, y'all come on this way right here.
Y'all leave this nigga on.
Here's your seat right
here. I ain't never seen no shit like y'all just roasted a nigga arm.
Nigga around here getting the goose lick. I said, nigga around here getting the goose lick. And I just might get my goose lick for the goose.
So we went red hats with this shit?
Hey, bro, you gave me that real uncle look, like, you about to say that, you better not say that, hey, y'all, bro. He told me, yeah, I'm standing firm, what the fuck y'all just said?
Niggas from here, getting a gooch lick.
Hey, bro, we gotta say that one for the stone.
I said, if I get my gooch
lick. Hey, man, I know when bitches be trying me on that shit, bro, because they be trying to ease up all the niggas like this pussy. You feel me?
No, pause. Wait. Time out. You said the joke. Wait, you ain't said it but one time. You said the bitch was licking your nuts like she eating pussy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She licking my nuts like she eating pussy, man.
That goose, man.
Hey, man, don't do that. Don't do that to that little pup. Matter of fact, get up. Don't stop. Don't do that right now.
The nutsack area.
Yeah.
This is a secret place.
Because I ain't know you had that little tiny that hang right there. You feel me? Like a little. I call it rooster neck. We got a little rooster neck right there. It's a little rooster neck. I ain't even know we had that. He did. She about that playing with that motherfucker. I'm like, oh, don't do that. No, I'm like, don't do that. He
what
get
you
up,
shot. Exactly.
She had that act like she ain't on.
I thought she was going with it. So we already got the ring.
No, I am.
Hey, look, I had that one girl. She told me, I'm going to freak you out. I'm like, yeah, why don't you turn back? I'm gonna freak you out. I said, bitch, only freaking out is in my mind, it's playing with booty holes on. You feel me? Like, that's a dodo. You feel me? I'm a freak, but I ain't no freak. You feel me?
I'm a freak, I ain't nasty. That's basically what
man, she died there, she sank me up, right? She get paid there, she start playing with my ball. Then she stop playing with my ball to go back. And then she kind of ease up. I'm just easing up on, you feel me? Like, bitch, already sucking my dick, like, you gotta ease up on it, you feel me? She easing up. She goes, she lift my balls up with her mouth, like, to put it on the nose. And after she put it on the nose, she get this. I'm like, hey, what we doing, baby? Hey, get up. Cold tear, cold red, lock the doors. Mr. Sam, put the chains on the door. The bitch is tripping. Bitch is trying to lick
the shit. I'm scared you don't like that shit. That like, oh, wait a minute. Hey, I'm not trying to discover myself that much yet.
The boy scared me though, she put my balls on the nose without a hand. So she
like, oh, no, see, that's enough. That she was testing the water.
And it was like, I ain't even know my ball that long before to do that. She was like, I said, oh, shit, it been no shit. She got there. I said, hey! Listen, Miss Carter, please. Miss Lucille, please. Put me down, please. I can't do it.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.